This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's only one big shot last night, Monday Night Football. That was Bijan Robinson. Just an incredible performance by him. And one of the all-time games on primetime for an Atlanta Falcons member. And that game was his. On the offensive side of the ball, that game was absolutely his. He broke it open, obviously, with the 93-yarder to put you up 21-0. He had a couple of big plays in the second half as well, including a key run for a first down on your field goal drive that gave Zane Gonzalez the 51-yarder for the win. I guess I'll just start here real quick, Randy. We're going to take some calls, 404-726-0929. Zane Gonzalez has the job, right? He's just locked down for the future?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think it's one of you're going to bring people in. But, I mean, the way this kid, he's earned a right. He's earned a right to be the kicker. I hate saying that about people who aren't established at something. But at the same time, I think, yes, he's definitely earned his right to be the kicker next year for the Falcons.
And I know the kick got blocked, and that's not necessarily on him.
Right.
That game winner, like, it's been a lot of kicks this year where it's like, boy, I don't even know where this is headed.
Mm-hmm.
That game winner, I'm just sitting there like, he's going to make this.
Dude, I
had no doubts.
Money. It was money. It was money. It was money. And it wasn't one of those things where Rob was like, all right, go on out there and make it. And it was money. And so, yeah, I mean, that goes back to something we started the show with. Like, you know, where would you be at if Zane was a kicker earlier? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't want
to. They might have found a way to lose it anyway.
Or if he was just the second kicker.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, they would have found a way to lose it, probably. More than likely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's 6 of 8 now with the Falcons. He's done a great job since coming over and solidified that position, and they've needed it at times. 404-726-0929, your thoughts on the Falcons. What you saw from them last night, and what it means moving forward, potentially. We got Kirkwood. What's going on, Kirkwood?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Awesome. Yeah, man. I have a lot of thoughts about the Atlanta Falcons. This is Andrew from Kirkwood, by the way. We got to keep Gonzalez, man. He's fine. He's better than what we've had. Two, you know, I don't think we're going to fire Raheem Morris. Arthur Blank doesn't fire people too frequently. He's going to give him his route to try to be successful in year three. But I think we should fire Raheem Morris because we need a game managing coach. We need a fiery, offensive minded coach. We have a Super Bowl caliber team. We do, minus the quarterback. We really only need a top 15 quarterback to truly compete in the Super Bowl. And the front office and the coaching staff is what's turning this team away from their potential. We have all the parts. Unfortunately, we're going to have to sign Kyle Pitts to his max, and we roll with it and hope Kirk Cousins can bring us a Super Bowl next year. But I think in order for us to do that, he has to be play action, and we run the ball 32 times a game. That's the recipe, old school football, and we need a new coaching staff.
What's his name?
That was Andrew in Kirkwood.
What the hell are you looking at that you could say this is a Super Bowl caliber team? What about this roster says that this could be a Super Bowl roster? What?
I don't think they're there.
No, they're not even close.
No,
they're not even close.
I think you talk about.
They're not even close. No, there's nothing you're going to put. They got parched of a. They're got
right.
good players.
That's where
there's
I was headed.
There's nothing
yeah.
about this team. This team is 8-and-whatever for a reason.
Front right? to back, they're not there.
No. This team ain't close.
They have structure to build around.
Okay.
But you're missing.
They don't have the most important thing.
I was getting there, yeah.
All right. They don't have a quarterback. All right. But for somebody, they got a Super Bowl caliber. No, the hell they don't. And fiery don't mean nothing. Can you coach? You can barely speak. Can you coach football? Fiery and yelling at players does not make them better. All right, does not mean there's different styles of coaching that wins in football. Firing all that stuff, that looks good. That don't mean that you're gonna win nothing. You got to get a quarterback. You got to continue to build this roster. You got to upgrade your offensive line. You got to upgrade your defensive line. Because of that, they're not caliber because they don't have that kind of trench play if you're talking about winning Super Bowls in the NFL. You don't have it.
Yes. A lot would seem to have been made yesterday about Bijan's workload, specifically in that game. Did it feel like too much to you? And I know in a different scenario with a healthy Drake London and whatever, it might work out differently. But a lot of questions were asked post-game about whether he could sustain that level.
Sustain what? He's a freaking running back, and he's your best player. Run his ass into the ground. I hate the fact that that happens, but that's what he's there for. You draft him 7 overall. You give him a workload.
All right, John is in Griffin. What's going on, John?
Guys, really enjoy your show. And, Andrew, I'm glad you joined today because you had a lot. And I like Randy a lot as well. There's so many things that I want to say about the Falcons, but it's really too many to mention. But I think the one bad thing that happened this last year was the drafting of Penix. Being somebody who can't play on a center really cuts down on Bijan's ability to run the football. If you can't do play action passing in the NFL, you're never going to beat anybody. And having to play out of the shotgun, that's what I call it, really, I think, defeats the football team from the get-go. I hope we don't fall into the situation that we fell into with Dan Quinn, where he wins a few football games at the end of the year, comes back the next year, blows the first 5. We have to fire him in the middle of the year, and we've really wasted 2 years. So I think we need a new GM because he made a terrible pick in Penix, and I think we need a new coach. Thank you.
Look, I think there's a number of changes that need to be made. I'd be careful with, like, some crazy major overhauls. You can't change everything all at once.
Why not?
Well, for one, contractually.
I understand that.
Two, first-round pick.
But that's my biggest thing. I keep saying that everybody blow it up. I'm like, okay, you're willing to just be really bad? I mean, this team has parts. I didn't say they didn't have parts. They're not near or close to being a Super Bowl contending team. They're not even close to being a playoff team, as we see by the record. But at the same time, they have to figure out the quarterback position. Unless they don't, and you can have everything, but you can't win it like that. You can't. And well, my man, and I appreciate the call, not him, the previous caller. It's hard to win Super Bowls nowadays with the middle of the road quarterback. All right, it's really hard to do that. Not saying that you can't. But those dudes usually win those things. And I think when you talk about complimenting and all those things, I do agree. They have to learn how to play under center and everything. But I do not believe that's the end-all, be-all of offensive football nowadays, as some people want to try and make it. I get it. I understand it. I was born and raised in a under-center type run game, everything, because it gives you more options. It gives you a better chance to run the football, all those different things. But it's not the end-all, be-all like everybody keeps saying it is.
You just got to find what works for your
staff. And then go with it.
Whether that's because of the coordinator's mindset, whether that's because of your limitations at quarterback or whatever, whether it's because of limitations outside of the quarterback.
It could be.
I think you've had to adjust what you do offensively because you've been pretty much, and I know Drake London came back last week and was better. This week, not great. Still banged up, still dealing with stuff. And it's been pretty much a Bijan and Pitt show for a couple of weeks. You have to adjust your offense because of that. And so I just don't think it's any one you have to do. There's no have to do this to win.
No.
What you have to do is maximize the talent that you have on field and in the booth. If you could do that, that's what sets you up to have the best chance. Other than that, get better talent.
Yep.
And that's not a coaching thing. That's not a player thing. That's a front office thing. It's everyone. Andrew is in Woodstock. What's going on, Andrew?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today, sir?
Doing good, man.
A question I got is, and Bijan, it's a Bijan question, and of course, you know, he's a beast that we have on the team. The question I got is, does the owner, I'm not saying the coach or anybody, does the owner sit down with Bijan and go, look, we want to make this happen. You're an awesome dude. We want to win. Please stay confident, because after the game, Bijan was, he was still fired up, pumped up. He could have ran. I mean, he could have played another game. He was just pumped up. Do you talk to him and go, look, you're on our team. We want to be successful. You know, do you talk to the guy? Do you explain to him what's going on?
Well, I don't understand the question. What is going on? Like, are you talking about, like, in terms of future contract talks, or?
Yeah, our future, want to win. We want to win. It's the future. You're our future. Do you sit down with Bijan and go, hey, please stick with us. Stay confident. Stay positive. And stay with us.
Okay, I got you. Appreciate the call there, Andrew. Randy, let me ask you a question. When the season's over and you have those exit interviews.
Right.
Who is that with? Is that normally with the head coach, yes. GM, owner?
Head coach.
Then that's the discussion. Right. It's between, assuming Raheem's there for the exit interviews,
right.
It would be between Raheem and Bijan.
Yep.
And look, we've all seen Bijan. He's such a positive person.
Awesome,
you don't
person.
Even have to talk to him about that.
He's an awesome person.
He's already there. His mindset's already there. But if you were going to have those conversations, it would be, and Raheem's incredibly positive too. It's just two positive guys talking about next year.
And I think another thing about that is, and I'm trying to wrap my head around what he was saying, being patient is one thing, but it's not like the NBA. When your superstar player is frustrated, they leave. Bijan ain't going nowhere. All right, Bijan ain't going nowhere. Bijan will be here. Bijan will sign a deal. And if I'm the Falcons, I'm trying to get him to do this offseason, to be the highest paid running back in ball.
Is this – Do they have to pick up his option this year?
No, it's next. This is the end of his third year. So,
which is when they pick up the option ahead of the fifth, right?
Yes. But he's extension eligible.
Yeah, you'll pick up the option if you haven't agreed to a deal yet. That gives you more time to agree to a deal.
Right.
But or to keep him for
– No, I would give him a new contract.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. Very quickly. Yeah. Mike is in Kennesaw. What's going on, Mike?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call and Happy New Year. I look at the Falcons and Randy, I think you got it right. We have great players, but we haven't seen yet.
Right.
I don't think that ethos is formed with those guys. And whether that's for a lack of coaching or whatever player dynamics, that's open for debate. But good, bad, or indifferent, I think we got to keep Kirk Cousins. Last year, started out 6-3 before his injury, came back and bit us in the butt. He gets benched. We bring in Penix, and Penix is basically the new incarnation of was it Anthony Richardson from the Colts? I mean, just
no.
Randy,
you're not going there. He is not no there.
Yes,
no. Anthony Richardson. Michael Penix can play
why.
At this level. Anthony Richardson. I can't really play at this level. Come on now. You want to talk about injury? Okay, maybe. But we're talking about quarterback for quarterback.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Come
on, man.
That is precisely what I'm
talking about. Come on, man.
No. Michael Penix, with his skills, talents, and abilities, are phenomenal. I think his body sell-by date has passed.
You think it's what?
Passed. Like, his body has gone as far as it's ever going to go, and he's never going to recover from that.
I don't think.
Yeah.
My man, Happy New Year. I appreciate your call. I do.
Here's the difference,
I'm
though.
I'm not going to give you that.
Penix doesn't have to do physically what Anthony Richardson has to do to succeed. He doesn't – obviously, he needs his body to be a high-performance machine, but inside the pocket for the most part.
Yes.
And I know we all want him to run and all that. Anthony Richardson needs 70 rush yards a game to be productive.
Yes.
If Michael Penix had 70 rush yards a game, he'd be the top five quarterback in the league.
Yes.
But we're not asking him to do that.
But you're not asking him to do that. But no, Michael has – I understand what you're saying because, again, I said it earlier, until he makes it through a whole season, he's going to be
– Sure.
I'm
listening. Questions.
I have no issue with people questioning his ability. But when you say stuff like that, the Anthony Richardson part about it, I can't go with that because Michael Penix, like Abe said, doesn't have to do what Anthony Richardson has to do to win. And – I'm on record saying that. What the hell are you thinking about picking him at number four overall anyway?
And again, I know we're all talking about Kirk Cousins, and that's fine. I have no issue saying – and again, you're talking about Penix and what he can or can't do in terms of running a certain type of offense. What Kirk Cousins did yesterday, Michael Penix can do.
He can do
and
that.
And I'm not talking about running the offense.
Yeah,
13-20.
He can do that. You need more from him, though. You need more from
him.
But the thing with it is that Kirk Cousins thing – why would Kurt want to come back here?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And why would you have Kirk on it? So if you're telling me that you want Kirk Cousins, you got to get Kirk another contract or an extension because Kirk is like damn near $60 million.
Yeah. I think the numbers are all getting a little screwy because I think you only save like 22 or 23 by right. actually cutting him. And,
right.
and maybe you can July 1st.
But if I'm Kirk Cousins, why the hell am I going to stay here? I think y'all did me the way y'all did me.
Well, he's still under contract, though.
I know he is.
But
they're going to have to cut him.
Yeah. Or come to a new deal that's kind of splits the money differently. But I don't know why he'd do that either. All right. The Midday Show continues. Final hour. We're getting into some college football here. A little bit. We'll share a couple more thoughts or two. I have one or two left over from the Falcons Monday Night Football win. We'll talk about that next. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael taking us home till 2 o'clock today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.